Tonight, I will preach to you something that perhaps when you look at the book, that's not always the person you'd like to preach about. But I always like to preach something that people don't expect to preach about. In fact, I just wrote the message tonight before I came here, before I came down. So I was quite late. But the Lord just gave me, sometimes God will just give you an outline just like that, and you write it down. And you look at the outline and say, it's just like the Lord saying, let there be light, and there was light, and He saw that light. It was very good. Lord gave me an outline. I saw the outline was very good because God gave it. Tonight, when you talk about Ruth, the book of Ruth, who are the people that you immediately remember? Huh? Of course, Ruth. Am I right? That's the book of Ruth. Am I right? Of course, it's Ruth. And the second one you remember is Naomi. And the third one is Boaz. Amen? I'll preach to you about Boaz tonight. And I entitled my message tonight as Boaz, a godly man in the midst of an ungodly world. I do not know why you fathers don't want to name your son Boaz. It's a good name. Marjo? Never mind Marjo. Other fathers. Oh no, just joking. Joke lang, Marjo. I'm so glad Boaz yung pangalan anak mo. Para hindi magmana sa'yo. Boaz, a godly man in the midst of an ungodly world. I was actually asking the Lord to give me a message on Father's Day. In fact, I have already written an outline down, an acronym of the word devour and avoid. It's a message on diet. What are the food that you ought to eat and the food you can't eat? I'll preach on Sunday night. But now I will not preach on devour and avoid. I'll preach on Boaz, a godly man in the midst of an ungodly world. I'd like it to stand up. Open to Ruth. Have you had the scripture reading yet? That was my scripture reading? Okay. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 1. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 1. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. Heavenly Father, help us please to understand your word tonight. Please, O God, speak to our hearts. And may we surrender our will to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated, please. The book of Ruth. I'd like to read to you the footnotes here in my beautiful Ryrie Study Bible Expanded Edition. A Bible that's more than $100. Kaya tuwa ako sa isa sa inyo dyan mga men, bibigay ko ngayon gibito sa inyo. Sabi rito, the beautiful romance of Ruth is set against the dark background of the apostasy and foreign oppression of the judges period. Siguro tapos tayo magbasa ng Judges, di ba? Sa inyong scripture reading. Yung Judges period, yan ang pinaka masamang period ng Israel. Babasa mo yung ang pinaka-spiritual na tao dyan. Di mo alam kung sino? Si Samson. Spiritual ba yan? May dilala yan. Diba? Kaya may awitin tayo nung araw eh. Alam na alam ni Pastor Porte yan eh. Run, Samson, run. Delilah on your heels. Diba? Hindi mo alam eh. Pero ginamit ng Panginoon niya mga hunggang na yan. Oh, ginamit ng Panginoon yan. Amen? Filled with the Spirit yan. Sige Gideon sana, iniisip ko eh. Na pinaka-spiritual eh. Sabi ko, sige Gideon na siguro pinaka-spiritual dito. Kasi walang Delilah eh. Hindi lang, walang Delilah eh. Di ba? Tapos nabasa ko, Gideon had more than 70 children because he had plenty of concubines. Kasi na naman yung ulo ko. Pambira. Napakaswerte ng mga taong yan. Yan sa pinakamasamang panahon ng judge, ng Israel. And that is where the romance of Boaz and Ruth came into existence. Nagkaroon ng local famine. Si Elimelech, saka si Naomi, umalis. Nagpunta ng Moab to get away from the famine. Siguro dahilan sa taggutom at dahilan sa may sakit na si Elimelech, pagdating dun sa Moab, namatay si Elimelech. Naiwang balo si Naomi. Alam niyo bang ibig sabihin Naomi? The word Naomi means lovely. The word Elimelech means my God is king. Yan ang ibig sabihin ng Elimelech. The word Naomi means pleasant. Ang iba sa inyo, hindi pwede tawagin Naomi, hindi kayo pleasant. The word Malon, yung anak ni Naomi. Malon, M-A-H-L-O-N. The word Malon means puny. Puny. Ah, hindi puny. Yung puny, funny yun, funny. F-U-N-N-Y, funny yun, hindi puny. Yung puny, P-U-N-Y. Ano ba sa'yo ng puny? Maliit na insignificant, correct? Okay. Chilion. Ang ibig sabihin ng chilion, pining. P-I-N-I-N-G. Pining is an attitude. Alright? Nung sila nasa Moab, about 80 kilometers from Bethlehem, on the east side of the Dead Sea, alam niyo ba kung paano nagkaroon ng Moab? Very interesting. Si Moab po ay anak ni Lot. Doon sa anak niyang babae. You know that? Di ba? Yung dalawang anak na babae, pag-alisan sa Sodom, although nawala sa Sodom, dala pa rin yung ugali ng Sodom. Di ba? Anong ginawa sila sa ama? Nilasing yung ama. And they had sex with their father. Yung isang anak niya, ang naging anak, ang pangalan Moab. Doon nagsimula ang Moab nation. I'd like you to look at this for a while. Alam niyo ba na pinagbabawal sa mga Israel na mag-asawa ng hindi Israelite? That is a no-no. In fact, if a Jew marries a non-Jew, the penalty is death. Pero itong si Malon, saka si Chilion, nag-asawa ng Moabites. One of them got married to Ruth, the Moabites. Forbidden in the Mosaic Law. Then afterwards, ano nangyari? Namatay si Malon, saka si Chilion. Naiwan si Oprah, saka si Ruth. Oprah ba yan? Ah, Orpah. Alala ko si Oprah. Orpah pala. Nung namatay yung dalawang anak niya, sabi ni Naomi, babalik na ako sa, di ba? Lupa namin sa Bethlehem. Mag-iwala na tayo. Si Orpah, hindi sumama sa kanyang ina, father-in-law. Si See, Ruth stayed with the mother-in-law and even made the most beautiful words anyone can utter. Your God shall be my God. Your people shall be my people. And where you die, I will die. That is one of the best words of loyalty a person can ever say. And please take note, it was said by a woman. Mga mas loyal ang babae sa lalaki, no? Well, so mama po, si Ruth, kinayomi. Pabalik ng Bethlehem. Ano po nangyari dito? We find Ruth gleaning in the farm of Boaz. I'd like you to look tonight at Boaz. And I want you to see here something that Boaz had that we as men of this church ought to have. Why did I say that Boaz was a godly man in the midst of an ungodly world? Number one, Boaz is a man of the finest qualities. He possessed the finest qualities a man can ever have. How do I know that? You again read Ruth chapter 2 and verse number 1. It says, and Naomi had a kinsman, kamag-anak, kinsman, of her husband's. A mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. In the Bible, sometimes they would say, a mighty man of valor and a mighty man of wealth. But when the Bible speaks of a mighty man of wealth, it does not only say that this man is wealthy of money. It means, the words, a mighty man of wealth means that this man has great good characters. Yan ang ibig sabihin niya sa Bible. Pag binanggit na, he is a mighty man of wealth. Hindi lang mamayaman ito, mga kapatid. Nung araw, ang mayaman, ibig sabihin mabuti kang tao. Ngayon din na yun eh. Ngayon, ang mayaman, ibig sabihin, kurap ka. Di ba? Ngayon ang mayaman, ibig sabihin, mandaraya ka. Ngayon ang mayaman, pag mayaman na mayaman ka, ibig sabihin, you're a swindler. Ibig sabihin, di ba? Plunderer. Ibig sabihin, I mean, marami pangalan eh. Pero nung araw, nung panahon ng audio, nung araw, pag sinabi ng Bible, you're a man of wealth, you are a man that possesses great, fine qualities. Because they will not entrust you with wealth if you are not a good man. Ibig sabihin, mga kapatid, yung wealth is always equated with goodness. Nung panahon yan. Wealth is always equated with goodness. If you're good, if you're faithful, if you're godly, it goes to saying, you are what? Wealthy. It's like Abraham. Amen? Abraham was good. Abraham was godly. Abraham was faithful. And he was wealthy. Amen? Job. Job was good. Job was spiritual. Job was faithful. And he was what? Wealthy. Yun ang equation ng araw ng wealthy. Pag wealthy ka, mabuti kang tao. Pag wealthy ka, spiritual kang tao. Pag wealthy ka, you're a godly man. Ngayon sa ating panahon, parang hindi ganun, no? Pero dapat ganun. Amen? I would rather, mga kapatid, na mabuhay tayo at magdildil ng asin kaysa magkaroon ka ng pera na yanakaw mo sa anumang bagay. So Boaz is a man of finest qualities. Ngayon, binibigay ko sa inyo ngayon, mga dalaga, kung ano nga hanapin nyo sa lalaki. Kayo may mga asawa, huli na kayo, late na. Mga dalaga na ito. Alright? A man of finest qualities. And number two, Boaz was a man of kindness and grace. Sa ating panahon ngayon, mahirap makakita ng taong mayaman na kind. Tama? Usually, ang taong mayaman, snob. Sana wala tayo magiging member dito ng yayaman, magiging snob. Na mahirap abutin. Bakit? Kasi mayaman na yan eh. Mahirap nang kausapin. Bakit? Kasi popular na eh. Hindi ko naman rich. Bakit? Kasi, you know what I'm saying? Amen? Okay. Not Boaz, mga kapatid. Not Boaz. He was not only a man of finest qualities, he is a man of kindness and grace. He is gracious. He is kind. Kahit mayaman na siya, eh sa ating panahon, hindi pa nga mayaman eh. May kaya pa lang. Yun pala, kayabangan pala ito. May kaya ka pa lang, maarte ka na. Di ba, James? Hindi ka na makausap. Kala mo kung sino ka na. Ayaw mo nang ibigay ang cellphone mo. Samantala yung cellphone ko, kahit sino. Nasa kanila. Eh, babuguhin ko na yung number eh. You know? I mean, mahirap nang abutin. Ngayon ang mga mayayaman. But not Boaz. Ruth chapter 2 verse 9 to 13. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes? Sabi ni Ruth, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger. And Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband. Ibig sabihin, mga kapatid, hindi mabait si Boaz ki Ruth dahil maganda siya. And I'm not even, I think Ruth was very beautiful. Amen? Pero hindi rin eh. Kasi maganda ka, kaya mabait ako sa iyo. Ganun naman ang mga lalaki pag kami sa. Pag maganda, mabait eh. Pag pangit, asin na rito. Nakakaasiwa ka. But not Boaz. Again, verse 11. And how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity and art come unto a people which thou knowest not heretofore. Verse 12. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings, look, it is a beautiful word, under whose wings thou art come to trust. I think that this is the kind of trust we ought to have for God. Amen? Verse 13, Then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. There are more beautiful women in Israel. Why would Boaz look at a Moabitess, a stranger, and at a Jew? If Boaz was not kind and gracious. So number one, Boaz is a man of what? What? Finest qualities. Number two, Boaz is a man of kindness and grace. A kind man always gives. Amen? A gracious man always have respectability and integrity. You know, you ladies, ought to look for men that can be considered as gentlemen. They're gracious. They have integrity. They have respectability. They are kind. Not only kind to animals, but kind to ladies as well. A man of kindness and grace. Number three, Boaz was also a man who protects and provides. Again, Ruth chapter 2, verse number 9. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Verse 14, And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. Kala ko, sa Italia nagsimula itong Italy, yung dinidip yung pukasya, doon sa olive oil, saka sa balsam. Kutyo pala nagsimula nun. Kita nyo, kaya, alam mo, matagal nang iniisip kong maigit, talagang totoo eh, na meron akong lahing gudyo. Akala ko, Italian lang eh. Ayun talaga, hindi mo, mahilig ko nun eh, yung merong, di ba, nakikita nyo ako kumakain? Olive oil lang, saka balsamic vinegar, dinidip ko yan. Yan ang aking palaman, yan ang gawin mo, Romel. Obnial, mura lang yan. Ayun, pandesal na binibili mo, nanilalagay mo ng butter, ang dami kolesterol yan. Carbohydrates. Doon pala nagsimula sa Udyo yan. Batid. Yung nakalagay dito. Di ba? Eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. Mukhang titikid na naman ako mamaya niyan. And Italianis, here I come. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn. And she did eat and was sufficed and left. And when she was given, risen up to glean. Alam mo yung glean? After harvest yun eh. Yung pagkatapos ng main harvest, yung mga mahihirap, pupunta ron. Talaga iniiwan niya ng mga Hudyo eh. Yung para mag-glean yung mga mahihirap. Okay, para makakuha uli ng mga hindi na harvest. You know what I'm saying? Talaga iniiwan yan. Sa Pilipinas, hindi. Alam mo, sa Pilipinas, walang gleaning dito. Wala ka nagigigling kahit ano. Wala na. Oo. Ang mga Hudyo, mga kapatid, nag-iiwan sila para sa mga mahihirap. Kaya mayaman ang Hudyo eh. Kaya mayaman eh. Ito, wala kang maano rito sa atin. Alright. Verse 15, And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves. Ano yun? Yung hindi pa na-harvest. Okay? And reproach her not. Huwag niyong pigilan yan. Huwag mong tuksuin yan. Huwag mong murahin yan. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for hell, for her, and leave them. Itong handful of purpose, alo yan, libro yan eh. Handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. Pag nag-harvest ka, mag-iwan ka ron, nung handful, yung handful of purpose, mag-iwan ka, talagang iwan mo, para makuha ni Ruth. She may glean them, and rebuke her not. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. A man who protects and provides. And sabi ng Bible, if you cannot even provide for your own home, you are worse than an infidel. A husband and a father's job is to protect his family and to provide for his family. It is sinful for a man to get a family and not provide for them. It is not only sinful, it is faithless. Nakakahiya. Ano yung tatlo na? Ano yung una? a man of finest qualities. Number two, a man of kindness and grace. And number three, a man who protects and provides. Kaya kayo mga dalaga, yan ang pipiliin yung qualities ng mga lalaki. Pag sinabi niyong, Pastor, wala akong makuha, huwag ka na mag-asawa. Mas magandang nag-iisa ka sa buhay kaysa may kasama kang duling sa bahay. Hindi ako nang-open sa mga duling dito, ha? Baka sabihin nyo, nakaka-open ako, hindi. Kaya kasama ka sa bahay na responsable. Number four, who was Boaz? Boaz is a kinsman redeemer. He is the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anong ibig sabihin ng kinsman redeemer? Ating basahin muna yung Ruth chapter 4 verse 6 to 11. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, for lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come in thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which too did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem. Kinsman, redeemer. Ang mga Udyo, kapag nawala, for example, kung sila'y pito mga kapatid, alright, ang mag-aasawa muna yung pinakamatanda. Hindi pwede mag-asawa ang bata kung nag-asawa matanda. Yan ang mga Udyo ng araw. Okay? So, pag nag-asawa yung matanda, namatay yung lalaki, yung babae, dapat pakasalan ng pangalawa. Kaya talagang malas talaga yung pangalawa eh. Pag namatay yung pangalawa, yung babae, dapat pakasalan ng pangatlo. You know what I'm saying? That's kinsmanship. Yan ang kanilang rule. Yan ang kanilang law. Kaya at nung itong sirut ng Boabites, nagliglin doon sa field ni Boaz, ito ay talagang pinlano ni Naomi para makita ni Boaz si Ruth. At nakilala na itong si Ruth, kahit na Moabites, hindi Udyo, ay naging asawa nung anak ni Naomi na pamangkin ni Boaz. Nakita niya? At anong dapat gawin? Kinakailangan bilhin ni Boaz lahat ng ari-arian ni Elimelech. Binili niya. At kapag nabili niya, kapag pinako niya, bibili ko yan, ano ang confirmation ng oath? Kinukuha yung sapatos, dinodro yan. At nilalagay ito. Yun ang agreement. Okay? So binili niya. Ibig sabihin, nung binili niya yung lahat ng lupa ni Elimelech, kanya na, pati si Ruth ay binili niya para kanyang maging asawa. Parang pangit pakinggan yung bilin ka, no? Mas maganda pakinggan na inibig ka. Di ba? Pero gusto kong maunawaan yung ibig sabihin ng kinsman redeemer. Yan ang ginawa ng Panginoon sa atin. The Lord bought us. He loved us first and then bought us. Amen? Yan ang ibig sabihin ng katubusan. Tayo ay kanyang binili mula sa palengke ng kasalanan, kinuha mula sa palengke ng kasalanan, at ginawa niya ay pinalaya niya upang mabuhay para kay Kristo. Yan ang ibig sabihin ng redemption. Yan ang ginawa ng Panginoon sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Noong siya ay namatay para sa atin, tayo'y tinubos niya sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Tinanggal niya sa buhay ng kasalanan upang mabuhay ayon sa kanyang kalooban. Yan ang ibig sabihin ng kinsman redeemer. Naunawaan niyo ba? Kaya nga niya na pangasawa si Ruth. This is the picture of Christ and His church. The bride and the bridegroom. Christ is the bridegroom. His church is the bride. And in the book of Ephesians, it says that Jesus Christ purchased His church with His own blood. Ibig sabihin, binili ni Kristo ang kanyang iglesia ng kanyang sariling dugo na nabuhos sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Yan ang ibig sabihin ng redemption. Kaya nga dapat ibigin natin ang church ng Panginoon. You know that? Sapagkat siya ay binili ng dugo ng ating Panginoon. Kapag nag-rebel ka dyan, at ikaw nag-rebel sa pastor, you are actually shaming the blood of Jesus Christ. Binibigyan mo ng kahihiyan ang dugo ng ating Panginoong Kristo. Napakagandang typology. Napakagandang larawan. Kaya, ano ang ating makikita rito? Bago iba kayong conclusion ko. Kung pipili po tayong responsabling tao ng godling tao, anong klase ba ang godling lalaki? Anong klase ba ang responsabling lalaki? Anong klase ba ang lalaking talaga may pananampalataya sa Diyos? Apat lang yan, mga kapatid. Number one, he is a man of finest qualities. Number two, he is a man of kindness and grace. Number three, he is a man who protects and provides. And number four, he is a man that is Christ-like. Christ-like. Ang kanyang panuntunan ay maging katulad ni Kristo. Alam nyo, kayo mga dalaga, kapag nakakita kayo ng mga lalaki na ang kanilang goal maging katulad ni Kristo, wala na kayong problema. Oh, mayroon pang masamang attitude dyan. Hindi naman nawawala yan, di ba? Oh, mayroon pa rin akong masamang attitude. Mayroon pa rin akong kalokohan sa ulo. Eh. Pero alam nyo ba na kapag ang focus ng isang lalaking Kristiyano is to be like Christ, most of the problems are gone. And that is the kind of fathers that you ought to be. That's the kind of husbands that you ought to be. And you single men, that is the kind of men that you ought to be. Para pag alam nyo, kapag nagpaalam ka sa akin na manliligaw ka ng isang dalaga ng church na faithful, hindi ako mangingimi. Nairecommenda ka. Kahit di ka magustuhan. Bakit? Kilala kita eh. Ano tayong say? Nakita ko yung buhay mo eh. At nakita kong pwede ka pagkatiwalaan eh. At ko bibigay sa iyo itong mga dalaga ko dito. Nahirapan ako dyan. Nahirapan ako kay Rose. Ang bibigay-bigay po yan. Kahit kanino? Aba, no. Naanaisin ko pang si Rose ay palaging dalaga! Kaysa ibigay ko sa peking lalaki. Amen, ladies? O bakit ko ilang nag-amen? Ha? Katulad kayo nung dalagang nung bata pa siya. Pag siya nagpapaypay na ganyan. Aga namang maarte pa siya eh. Tall, dark, and handsome. Laga naman. Tall, dark, and handsome. Pero nung tumahanda na siya, mabilis na eh. Tall, dark, and handsome. Tall, dark. Pero nung matanda na siya, nasabi niya, anybody. That's my prayer for all of us. That's still my prayer for myself, folks. Amen? I want to be a man of finest qualities. Kapag nakikita ako ng asawa ko, tuwan-tuwa siya. I want to be a man that is kind and gracious. Kapag nakikita ko ng asawa ko, lalong tuwa siya. I want to be a man that protects and provides. Ah, wala nang question dyan. Nakikita niyo naman ang kanyang itsura. How he is well protected, he is well provided for. And you know what? I'm still working on the fourth character of which I want to be Christ-like. In my attitude. And you've got to work for that. In conclusion, a responsible and godly man reaps great rewards and better genealogy. Ano naman di ba ako? He reaps great rewards and better genealogy. Don't you know that it is presumed that Boaz was too old for Ruth? She was half his age. Boaz was 80 years old. Ruth was 40. May pag-asa ka pa, Pastor Porto. Boaz was 80 years old. Ruth was 40. Half his age. Nagkaroon pa ng anak. Nagkaroon pa ng anak. Can you imagine, 80 anyos na, nagkaroon pa ng anak, si Ruth. You know what? Yun ang gusto kong makita nyo. A responsible and godly man reaps great rewards and better genealogy. Chapter 4 of Ruth, verse 13, let's read it very slowly. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous. Look, his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became a nurse unto it. And the woman, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, There's a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. And take note, folks, in verse 18, now these are the generations of Phares. Phares begat Hezron. Hezron begat Ram. Ram begat Aminadab. Aminadab begat Nashon. Nashon begat Salmon. And Salmon begat Tuna. Tuna. Salmon begat Boaz. And Boaz begat Obed. And Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David. What can we learn from that? Kapag nabuhay ka na responsible and godly, mabigat ka, kapatid! Bigat! Kita nyo? Bigat! Puro bigat! Ay, nakalagay dyan! Mabigat ka! Happy with ka! Bigatin ka! Noo naman, di ba ako? Kalimutin nyo lahat! Huwag niyong kahimutan, bigatin ka! Listen nyo, and Salmon bigat Boaz! And Boaz bigat Obed! And Obed bigat Jesse! And Jesse bigat David! Bigatin ka, kapatid! Alam niyo ba, na hindi lamang na itong si Naomi o si Ruth ay naging lola ni David, si Ruth ay naging lola ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Jesus Christ is not all Jew. He also had the share of the Gentiles because of Ruth. If you would look at that genealogy, it's not perfect. They're not all okay. Pero ang sinasabi ko sa inyo, pag nagsimula, mga kapatid, responsible, ang nagsimula, godly, ang nagsimula, katulad ni Boaz, he will have rewards later at yung kanyang genealogy, yung kanyang generations, magiging better. generations. I look at your life, and I would like it to, the Lord will give you another 30 years of your life. What kind of generation are you going to have? And sometimes, you know, some of those couples would tell me, Pastor, why am I not bearing children? I said, because maybe God is saving you from destructions. Because your forebears don't have a better genealogy. Huwag tayong malungkot kapag hindi tayo binibigyan ng Panginoon anak. Alam niya ang ibig sabihin nun eh. Matuwa tayo na binigyan tayo ng anak. Pero kinakailangan kung nais natin ang ating mga anak ay sumunod sa ating yapak at maging tapat sa Panginoon at maging faithful sa Kanya. Well, you as a father should also follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ. E paano, Pastor, yung tatay ko naman eh, okay naman siya. Ano, bakit yung mga anak? Bakit ganyan? Well, somewhere down the road. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere down the road. You know? It was not good. Let's all stand. Boaz, a godly man in the midst of an ungodly world. And you know what, folks? While every head be bowed, every eye be closed, we are living in a very wicked world. In a very ungodly world. And we need men like you to be able to say, Lord, make me a Boaz. In the midst of a very ungodly and wicked world, Lord, make me a Boaz. If that would be your prayer tonight, I'd like you men to come to God's altar and pour your heart to God and tell God, Lord, by your grace, make me a Boaz. Come to the altar.